first white line. So Menot Hemra, the Shanalon Bein Rechava, the Rabbim, the Rechava, the Yachas. So we just now introduced this idea that if it belongs to an individual person, we're afraid he might build up the buildings and change the topography, the topography of the Rechava, and create a problem. Where do you see that? Because we're going to contrast two cases, and the answer is going to be that this type of idea of this concern. What are the two cases? Second word line. Amar Rav Bar Ravada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Ma'aseh B'Mavi Echad, Shetziru Echad Kol Leyam, Shetziru Echad Kol Le'Ashba. There was a Mavi, and Rashi learns the case, there was a Rishus Rabim over here, there was the back of the Mavi, which was closed over here, then the two sides of the Mavi, we need walls. Well, there were walls in a valid halachic sense, but there were no actual built walls. One side there was an ashpa built up, 10 tefachim high. This is a garbage dump, which is 10 tefachim high, in such a way that it would have a halacha like a wall. The other side there was the yam, and the yam dropped down 10 tefachim. That counts as if there's a wall, and that counts as if there's a wall. There's a virtual wall next to the mother. So you had walls on both sides. It's closed in the back. Shusram over here. Is this a valid mavoi, which you can now address by putting a lechi at the end of it and allowing you to carry? So that's the case. One side of it there was the yam, one side there was the ashba. So Rashi learns the case. So this is Rabbi Baravada, the name of Yitzchak, saying that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was brought this case. He did not pass in heter or yisur. The Mor says, why is that? He can't say it's also the carrier because there's you have walls there. He didn't want to say heter because she didn't shem and tinotol ashba. We're afraid maybe the ashba will be taken away. So if you say that there's a wall here because there's this pile of different items which will act as they're 10 tefachim high, they sometimes would go and empty out an ashba, take it to somewhere else, etc. So then the height would be too low. Or on the yam side, we're saying that, well, the yam is right next to it, and there's a drop off which is 10 tefachim deep, like a telemis locket. You know, it's at a fairly narrow angle. Well, eventually, the yam, the nature of the yam is that it brings sand, dirt, pebbles, etc., and deposits it there. It's called Sirtun. V'yala Hayam, we're concerned that the V'yala Hayam Sirtun. So we're afraid that it will deposit there. People will not be aware that the topography of the Mavi has now changed, that there's not a valid wall, because it puts it in at an angle which is not a valid angle. Or it extends it out further out from the Mavui. At some point in time, it can't use the drop of the I can't use the drop of the yam as my mechitza. It's too far away from the Mavui to be counted as the walls of the Mavui. So eventually, the earth extends out. Or alternatively, the angle is going to be lost because there's the shirtum which is placed. The shirtum which is placed over there. So Rebbe said, I can't be matter it because I'm worried about this possibility. So the Sirtan issue is up to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the Ashba issue is a concern which we, you know, which human beings do. Furthermore, Kasha. Are we concerned that an Ashba is going to be emptied out and taken away?
this is a permanent thing, the transition.
Well, I mean,
you know what I'm waiting for.
The trash is
Zevil.
It's a permanent thing.
Right.
This is not moving. This is sort of like a.
Correct. That's the Morris question. But tonight, Ashba Rishus Rabbit. You have a Rishus Rabbit, and there's an Ashba, an actual Rishus Rabbit, and there's an Ashba there in it. Do you want us to wait for you? No, you keep quiet, and then I'll go. Don't tell me to go. You know how to talk quietly. Ash Rishus HaRabim, Gevay Yitvachim. So there's a person in Rishus HaYachid, and he wants to throw something out of his house above the 10 Tvachim into the Ashba. But the Ashba is not immediately adjacent to his window. The Ashba is... He has to throw over the Rishus HaRabim to get there. So to throw above 10 Tvachim, it's not considered the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim. And the Ashba is 10 Tvachim high, and it's 4 by Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, so it's Rishus HaYachid. So he's throwing from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, and over the air, above 10 Tvachim, and that's fine. So the loch is Zarkin Chalon Shagabach, a Chalon which is near it, Zarkin Lo Bet Shabbos, can throw it from his window into the Ashba on Shabbos. Now, why aren't we afraid that maybe the Ashba will some people will take away some of the height of the Ashba, and it won't be high enough, and that he'll continue throwing there and be over the Veira? We assume that the Ashba is a permanent fixture. So why was Rebbe over here concerned that Ashba was not a permanent fixture? So, like, which one is it? Some more says Alma Shani bein Ashba the Rabbin, la Ashba the Yachid. So we have to assume that there's a difference between these two cases. The one was an Ashba which belonged to the Rabbin, which we assume is a permanent fixture. Right? Once the Rabbin puts it there, they don't. Nobody really has authority to take it away until you get everybody to agree to take it away. It's not going to happen. As opposed to an Ashba of a Yachid, which is his, it's a personal, he made a pile here, he can move it, put it somewhere else.
But if they had like a county, I mean, they had some type of government, what's that considered? Because the Rabbim here sounds like it's almost like a Hefker type of
thing. No, it means, even if you have a county, you know, the nature is once they usually make these things, it very rarely change. Where it belongs to a Yachid, so he can do whatever he wants. So Moore says, you see this chilek in halacha, we're concerned about this possibility. So Hachanami, so this is where the Rav Sharsha came along and said, so Hachanami, there's a difference between Shani bein Rechava the Rabbim, the Rechava the Yochid. Okay. So the Moore, Rabbanon and Mai. It says Rebbe didn't want to say Isser, didn't want to say Heter. Did the Chachamim at that point in time have any opinion? Rabbi Yosef bar Avdimi, Tano, he had a brisa that says Chachamim Isser. The Chachamim said that the Chachamim Aser it because of this concern. Rabbi Nachman Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. So and the Rabbi Nachman Paskin that it's Aser. Ikadami, the second version. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Avdimi, Rav Yosef Bar Avdimi says that Tana Chachamim Matirim. Amar Rav Nachman in Alocha Kedibri Chacham. He holds that it's all sir, and he did not pass it to Chacham.
I was saying, but what Rebbe really paskened, I mean, he didn't know whether it was Azra Mutter. He didn't want to say Azra Mutter, so he had a suffix.
It's a suffix, he says, it's not a suffix. He also makes it a mutter, but there's a concern, so I can't tell you it's mutter, because I know you're going to abuse it. But it's not true that it's usur. It's a halachically mutter now.
Okay, but someone asks him a question, says,
right.
Halacha l'maisa. What do I do, Rebbe?
He didn't answer. He didn't say he didn't answer.
Man, that's not a sub. It's difficult to understand. It's not a sub.
Okay. It's not a suffix. He wasn't a suffix. He knew what the issues were.
Yes, but he was suffix as to how to direct the person, how to answer the Shiloh.
Okay. I don't use the word suffix, but okay.
He didn't. He was unsure how to paskin. So why wouldn't he just say, you know, I don't know, which we should be made called to the Rabbana?
It's not a sub of the Rabbana Lakula. It's not a suffix. He holds 100% mutter. But there's a concern that people are going to abuse it. So that's a concern that he had. So he didn't want to be mounted because of the concern. Vin will say it's also because that's an incorrect statement. Okay. Okay. Now, the Gemara just brings Meremer Pasuk Lo Lesur Ba Oizli. Omer Chashin Hashem Yal Hayon Sirta. What he did was he had a situation where you had. There is a mavi or multiple mavuos. It sounds like that the way sur was set up at the back of these mavuos, one of these mavuos was next to the yam. So mikra din it was deep enough it should be considered a wall for them, but he did not allow that. The Rashi learns he put. An enclosure, like a lattice-worked enclosure at the back of these mavois, so he possibly had to do that because he was worried about this kashash or shemayala hayam sirtan, and people will not be aware, and you'll have people relying on the yam when it's no longer reliable.
Doesn't matter that whatever he put there was moving around by the yam?
No. It was something which was attached. At the end of the mavi, he would... So if this is the mavi, here's the walls of the mavi, and here's the yam.
Yeah, but the ocean moves everything. I mean,
so he attached something. He put like a net. So that water goes in and out. It doesn't really go anywhere. It's attached, and the water goes through. So it doesn't have a problem with the water going in and out. Put a net there. Actually, there was a net. So he had this netting across, which was halachically a wall. But it didn't have to fight with the yam because the water was going just go through it, and it was attached. Okay, let's see Rashi. That's a different question. We were holding a Rashi. On the bottom. So we're in case of a yachid, we're concerned that he might build some. Rashi, but in the bottom, it's five lines down and the wide lines of Rashi. The Yachid can go and build houses, and that where it extends beyond the Mavi on one side, he can build houses. He can make one of the walls of the Rechava now is totally flush with the wall of the Mavi, which you said before is awesome. The Rashi learns the case was so that the Barisha Echad Sosim Kishar Mavi, there was one, there's four, the four sides, one was closed totally, like a regular Mavi. Barisha Echad Rashi Sarabim, the Sukkim Belechi Bekara, there was one open to Rashi Sarabim, there was a Lechi there. And then the two other sides, one was an Ashba, one was the Yam. Other Mishanim learns that the case was that there was two actual walls. And these were the two other walls, and there was no need for a lechi or a kara because these were the two other walls. There was an ashba on one end, and there was the yam on the other end. Ashba gboya sir was an ashba which was 10 tefachim high. The yam swasa gboya sir, And the yam, the bank of it was 10 tefachim high, down on the ground, down, you know, down below the water. So it counts as a wall. Vayala yam sirtan, shalchel bavonim, etzosvosa, it'll deposit sand and rocks there, kandarcha, which is happens. There's, you know, the water that keeps depositing things there. Eventually, that area is no longer an area where the water goes; it becomes ground because of what's being deposited there. And this happens karecha parsa yoser. It can eventually extend over the great distances. This build up. Parsa is 4 mil, so it's quite a distance. The Morse is Ashasu, the Mefarshi Milsa, the Minot Hemervals. The Morse explaining the thought process of Rabbi Sharshia. Zerkon of Ash Bashabas. The Hashin and Shemet is my Ashba Measara. We're not worried that maybe the Ashba will go down below the height of 10 Tfakit. If it's Zerkon, the Rishas Rabbim, it's called, you're throwing the Rishas Rabbim. Now, the, a little bit of a problem on that. It possibly would be a Carmelist. It wouldn't be a Rishas Rabbim. You have your Rishas Rabbim. This is Ashba here within the area of the Rishas Rabbim, but it's built up in such a way that you can't, it's not made for walking anymore.
It's not made for what?
Walking. So it's 10 Tevachim high, so it's 4 by 4. It's 10 Tevachim high, it's Rishas Yachin. It's Nismayit, so it'll be 4 by 4 and 8 Tevachim high, so it's a Carmelist. So, yeah, we're not going to ask you from throwing there because there it might go low because even if it will go low, it's only a Siddur Rabbanan. But over here also, the Kleshash of the Yam will be Malas Sirtun it'll be a Siddur Rabbanan also. But we were concerned about it. So I guess the Kleshash is like that. But Rashi, Lashon of Rishus Rab, and the Ritzel Gemara, it makes sense. Lashon of Rishus Rab, it has to go below 3 Tvachim to be considered Rishas Rabbim. That's pretty extreme.
Now, is between the house and the Ashba, is there a Carmel or Rishas Rabbim?
Rishas Rabbim.
You know, I find that puzzling because, you know, why aren't we concerned that you're going to sort of miss the mark? And
he had no Kavanah. If you did, it would not be a chiyuv because there wasn't avida mishavto.
Wasn't what?
Avida machshavto.
Does it have to be reasonable? The mark? I mean.
Yeah. Obviously.
You had to have done it before.
Yeah. He does it every day. He does, why does he take out the garbage? He throws it from the window. Like.
There are other issues with that.
Fine. Last with the yochid. But yeah, Ashba, the Rebbe, Ashba the Yochid Havoy. The case with Rebbe's case, the Ashba was a private Ashba. Rabbonon the Havi, show you b'nei dervish al Rebbe, my Havi, amri baba how mavi. What do they say about this story with Rebbe? They said it's osur. They said it's motor. Paskele l'sur ba'ozli. Hayam ha'yusamach l'sur ba'achareha. The yam was behind the city of Surah. Roshem ha'mavuos mufaloshin l'yam. So many of the mavuos ended off by the yam. But it was a yam in such a way which it could have been considered a wall. He put nets across the back of all of the mavois. He didn't rely on the chitzah yam because Omer Shem Yala Yam Sirtan. Tati Nami Mavois. Can we hear people will continue to carry in the mavois based on the yam, which is no longer valid. Okay.
If I remember maps of the area, Sura was pretty far north inside. By Yom here, do we include river?
River would be fine.
Okay.
And what's the Yom considered? It's
a Carmelist.
Carmelist, okay.
And when Tos asked the Kasha, why don't we consider Yom? If this Mechitza thing works, so the Mechitza should work for the yam. The yam should be considered Rishas Yochid.
Why is the yam a carmelist?
Well, it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't have walls. It's a wide open area. It's not a Makom Torah. It's more than
four. Traffic.
Well, Karmelis doesn't need traffic. Park has a Karmelis also. Any area which is open space, which is an enclosed, it's a Karmelis.
A wall can be endlessly thick. Depth. I mean, it's beyond.
No. Saying, the wall would be if, let's say, you have, let's say, Manhattan. So all around Manhattan, the drop off from the island into the river is 10 tefachim down. It goes down pretty straight, almost straight. It's rock. So that counts as a wall. So Manhattan is a walled city, theoretically. The reason why we don't rely on that is because there's pierces, there's the bridges coming in, there's different reasons why we don't rely on that. But let's turn the other way around. So why does it make the river Rosh Hashanah? That same wall which makes the island Rosh Hashanah, it should make the river Rosh Hashanah.
Klepei that one side.
Well, yeah, let's say some, on the side they have the same thing. So Tosis says that this idea that we can... a plateau is a Rosh Hashanah. So North America is a Rosh Hashanah because eventually there's a plateau. I mean, you just, you know, it's three, you know, but okay, it's a little bit, you know, continental shelf, you know, but eventually it drops off, so it's Rosh Hashanah. So all of North America, it's all four sides is Rosh Hashanah. If you stand that you can't see the walls, it's not called Rosh Hashanah when it's based on natural walls, Tosis says.
But it's so large you can't see from edge to edge. Or from the middle you can't see either edge?
Possibly means you can't see both. You have to be able to see both. If it's based on natural walls, not a built up. If I build a wall around this large area, now, you know, but it's just, that's Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa. If a person builds up a very large area, which and it's not enclosed for Dira, we'll see there might be us and Rabbanan to carry them, because it looks like a caramelist. But Minarais is Rosh Hashanah. But we're clearly calling a yam or a river, these type of things are Rosh Hashanah, right? So the Tosfos says the yam, you can't carry that yam Rosh Hashanah. Okay. It's really a side point.
Does the wall mean that there's a space on the other side that you can walk on? Just the wall from, I mean, now you have wall from water. I mean.
Right, so Well, it's only relevant if there's somebody on the other side.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
But it's relevant if a person throws from... he throws from there into the yam. What has happened? He throws Rosh Hashanah, he's a chayv korban chatas or not. Okay. Something more. How umavi okum to have a besura? The Gemara brings a similar case that we're concerned about that something might happen. So there was a Mavi Akum in the city of Sura. So Karach Budya Vesibu Bey Ba'ak Mumise. So they did a tikkun by the bends. They took a Budya. Budya is a mat. They rolled it up. They stood it up as a lechi by the bent. Okay. So Morris says, so who does this work like? Orachista ha loike rav loike shmol. It's neither rav or shmol. The rav then matarosikim a foolish. According to the rav, he says it's a bent. It's considered like it's open. So we said before, first the Pesach boy, you need to put a Tzurtz Pesach there by the bent. It's not like Rav. Tzurtz Pesach boy, you need the Tzurtz Pesach.
Can you put Tzurtz Pesach by the other end?
Yeah, but that wasn't the case. Normally the case is that end of Mavi, you'd put a Lechi. The Shmuel Dharma Tzurtzik is Sosim, even like Shmuel, which it's considered Sosim, some more says, you want to argue that the case was that you put the lechi over there, So you could put it, so it, it's but you're going to need a lechi at the bend. And this would, we like the opinion which you need a lechi at the bend, right? Or alternatively, according to the other pshat in Rashi, you don't need anything. You have to put a lechi in one of the two ends. So this can be one of the two ends. You put the lechi there. But the more it's still, it's not good. But hani mili lechi ma'alya v'hai kimen the nasha bezika v'shadu le lo klumu. The wind can knock it over. So that's not a valid lechi. So you need something. It's either like Rashi Tupshat in the pshat before was according to Shmuel, you need a lechi at the end which opens through Shazarabim, and you need a lechi by the bend. And this is not a valid lechi, even though right now it's standing, but since the wind could knock it over, that's not called a lechi. Or alternatively, the case was that this was the only lechi, you only need one lechi, but this was where the lechi was, and that was it. But if he would put like a nail through the budya and attach it to the wall in such a way the wind can't knock it over, then you attached it. So then that's good.
So what this is really taught us is that a lechi can have additional shapes or whatever.
What's the point of the Gemara? The point of the Gemara is this thing that it has to be able to stand in the wind. Ruach Masuya.
We had that before.
Didn't we have that already from we know that already? About
that was by Kara.
So it's about a Korah, but not about a Lechi. So up until now, we might have thought a Lechi could be...
But the Lechi is a very minimal. It could be very, very thin. So maybe, I don't know.
Could be less stable.
Right.
But I guess it's shown here it can be big also.
Correct. That's true too. But the point is, the Morris point has to be that it has to be something which is withstand at least the Ruach Mitzuya. Rashi Pasuk, I missed the Rashi before. Pasuk Mavsik Bein Ola Bein Hayam Bein Machitzis Uzli. So he made this halachic wall by putting nets there. Budya's Machzelis is a mat. Vesiba Bei Bachmo Misei. Bnei Rosh Echad also lechi lepischon. Hamachzelus lakmu misoy. Bnei Rosh Echad also lepischon lechi. So, one end there was a lechi, one end and there was a lechi over here. The other one didn't do anything at all. So for them, this is going to be the lechi. Mar says, "Hanim lechi ma'aliy kashiyesh lechayim mishnei roshin." You have a lechi in both ends. But this is what is this? Lashon Murray, Tzarchach Misa Lechi Levad Me'erzin Shebeshnei Roshim. So besides the one and the two ends, where the bend is, according to Rashi's Prat, he brought from his Rebbe, you also need to put something there. Sixi is Kabilia Balaz, that's a nail. Okay, so not the Gemara. Gufa. Omer Mirmi Abar Abba Omer Rav. Mavi Shanifritz Bimulu Oy the Chotzer. Shanifritz of Chotzer Kenegdoy Chotzer Mutaris and Mavi Yosser. So we brought this before that, so the Chotzer is Mutter, the Mavi is Osser. Omerle Rabba Bar Ula, the Rabbi Bar Abaya. Rebbe, Loi Mishra Seinu Hizu, isn't this a Mishnah? So what's the Chiddush of Rav? It says, Chotzer Ketana Shenivritz L'Gedoylo. So we mentioned this case, it's a Mishnah later on, it says a case where there's two Chotzeres which are adjacent to each other, and the wall which the two of them shared was totally open between the Ketana and the Gedoylo. So as far as the Gedoylo is concerned, it looks like a wall with a door in it because it's wider. So there's the wall continues on one side, the wall continues on the other side, and there's an opening in the middle which is less than 10 amas. It looks like a doorway. As far as the katan is concerned, it's totally open. So if you're standing in the katana and you look out, it looks like totally broken open. It's flush. It's flush, right? So the Mishnah says later on, the halacha is gedolah muteres katana asura. He kipiska shal gedolah, for the gedolah is considered a pesach, and for the katana it's not. So that's the sin over here. For the chotzer, which is wider than the mavui, it's a doorway, and for the mavui, it's totally open. So what's the chiddush of Rav? Amrlei, so this is Rabbi Rabbi is talking back. Whereas Ibe Hasim Habamida Hani Mili, now so again, we're going right now to the Maskana that the problem here is Eruv. And the problem of Eruv, you have two areas which are we're independent of each other. And if they're independent of each other, so it's only mutter if it's considered a Pesach, it's considered a Pirtza, so it's considered Poritz to Makam Asulon, it's a problem. Is that so? So the Bnei Chatzar Ketana, Bnei Chatzar Gdola did not make an error between each other. So they're two separate areas. So this, from on the Gdola side, it's the doorway to the Ketana, so the doorway is okay. But the Ketana side, it's totally Poritz to a Makam Ha'asulon, because you can't, they can't carry in their items to the Gdarla because it's there's no Erev, so they can't carry in the Ketana either. So the Mavi can't carry in the Mavi because the Mavi is also to carry to the Chatzah, so they can't carry in the Mavi either. So it's a Farish of Mishnah. So more is like this. Imei Hasim Habimina Hanimele Hechadul Kadarsi Bei Rabim Av Hechadul Kadarsi Bei Rabim Ema Filu Chatzah Nami. That there was an added fact over here that the wall was open. It was Eshelok Negedzeh, but there was a flow of traffic which went from the Shasarabim through the Chatzar into the Mavu. So I would think that that.
What was open?
I'm sorry?
What was open?
The Chatzar was open. The case of what Rab was that the wall of the Chatzar was open through Shasarabim, not immediately. The Maskana Lamora wasn't immediately opposite the Mavui, but somewhere in there was an opening of the Chatzar. There was a Shazam on the other side of the Chatzar. There's a Shazam here, there's a Mavui, there's a Chatzar, there's a Shazarab. And there was an opening, there was a Pirtza, there was an opening, there wasn't a Pirtza, but there was an opening from the Chatzar to Shazarab. And people go from the Shazarab through the Chatzar into the Mavui. So maybe that should make the Chatzar Rasa. That's the Chiddush. So the Chiddush of Rav is that the Chatzar is mut. Morris says, he said back, that's also a Mishnah. Chatzar sharabim nichlasin la bezu. Yetzi la bezu. A Chatzar which has a flow of the B'nai Rishon Zerabim go through the Chatzar. So what halacha does it have in Shabbos? So halacha is Rishon Zerabim l'tum Rishon Zerabim l'tum Rishon Zerabim. So it comes Echol Shabbos, it's considered Rishos Yachid still. Regards to Hilchos Tumah, it's considered Rishos Rabim, because as long as there's people there, that the definition of Rishos Rabim for Tumah purposes is whether people are there or not. So people are there, it's Rishos Rabim. Even though nobody's walking through right now, this is an open area for people to walk, it's called Rishos Rabim. For Tumah, for Megabi Shabbos, it's still called Rishos Yachid. Even though there's this flow of traffic going through. So what's the Chiddush? Where it says, okay, Imi Hosam, Habamina Hanimili Zeshala Kenegad Zet. Zet, Abazet Kenegad Zet, Emala. So Where it says, over here the case was worse because it was that connected that. So that's not a problem. The case over there was that's look at that. The worst is the 1 second. Well, the Rabba Domer Zed connected Zed Osir. He learns the case of that connected that was actually Osir. So how the Rab in my Muki Law is that's look at that. So Rab case has to be cases it was not Zed Shlok connected that. So once that's true, so then your question is a fair question. This Mishnah, It's a brisa. Already said that it's also Satarti Lomali. What do we need? The brisa and Rab also telling me that it's mutter. More answers. Means it's considered Shasa Yachid for Chiyuv. If somebody would throw in there from a Shasa Rab, he'd be Chayiv. You're not actually allowed to carry there. Kamash Malon Rab, you actually are allowed to carry there. Okay, see Rashi.
So what did we introduce by
Chotzer Katana was this issue of Pirtzer Pesach issue. They both offset each other because there was no area between the two of them. Two chaters which have a Pesach between the two of them are mutter to carry neither one of them. Not together, but they can carry separately because there's no area between the two of them. But if there's a Pirtzer between the two of them, they can't carry. So the Chotzer Katana says, I have a Pirtzer, I can't carry. The Chotzer Katana says, I have a Pesach, I can carry.
And how does this differ from the Mavoy and Chotzer?
That was the Boris Kasha.
Right, so what I'm asking is what's the additional information we derived from this?
Well, the Boris says because of the fact that there's a flow of traffic through here. There is El Hanami. The issue of the Katana, the issue of the Mavi is not a Kiddush. That's already that Mr. Whether he can't carry the Katana. There's a Heter by the Gdolo. Rob's saying over here there's a Heter by the Chotzer. The problem is this Chotzer is not as obvious as the case of the Chotzer Gdolo that is Mutter. Because this Chotzer has the Rabbim walking through there. So maybe that should make Isser. Yeah?
We raised that with regard to the Mavoi also, did we not?
Rashi said before that was...
Okay, Rashi, but not inside.
Right, correct.
Okay, so that's the thing, is now we get where Rashi got that from.
Yep, Rashi was nice enough to tell you that. Rashi says, like the more they explain later on.
Okay.
Rashi, the muscle kanchal irvo, kanchi irvo, kanchal irvo. Rashi says, "Lavashim are foolish. It's they're not zekeneged zeh." The chiddush is, "I will give the rabbim in the chosin lo bezoy v'yitzim lo bezoy." He'll also show you how the difference of that's the Rashi. Okay, Rashi, good memory, Yirmiyah. Welcome, shalot irvo. We said Rab's case was a case of lo yirvu. He stirred the mavi mishum the asher lebenei chotzer. Who the problem isn't because it's foolish. The problem is because it's around. The problem is because of it's two adjacent rishuyos which are also to each other. What's the relationship? Is it a pesach or is it a pirsah? So he said, "What's the chiddush?" Lo mishum say no. He's a chotzer. A heter chotzer tanina. We said mavi tanina. Both of those are really found in that mishnah. It's totally open at one side to a larger chotzer. The lachi is gedolim muteris. The larger one is still muter. The fact that the bnei ktana there doesn't make the gedolah aser. Why the gabi gedolah pesachu? It's considered a doorway for the gedolah. The yesh hashir mikana mikana. Both sides there's wall. The wall continues. Gabi kishechatzeris. It's like two chatzeris. Who pesach had been named with a door between. The yasher nadori. They don't answer each other. The Kohen Muki law, B'Shein HaKetana Rechava Yosem Yasser. Obviously, the case was that the Ketana was not wider than 10 Amos. The opening was not more than 10 Amos. The Yosem Yasser, L'Havi Pesel Gavidele, if it's more than 10, so there's a gap in the wall of the Gdala, which is more than 10, it's a Pirtzer. Tana sir, the all lav pesachu el pirtsa. That's the two chaterus which have a door in between. They're even though there's no air between the two of them, each chotzer can carry inside of itself. But the Tana is also because it's considered a pirtsa. When Nasas Vishushan shall b'nei gedola, Shenis Arvi Mohem. As far as it's concerned, it's extension of the gedola. So there's two groups. in one area without an Erev. So they can't carry. Amalei, so he said back, Rav Heter Chotzer Ashrin, the Chiddush of Rav was the Chotzer is Mutter. Vavagav, the Nivritz of Bekoisla, Hashen, even though there's an opening on the other wall also, the Darcy Rabim, Mishus Rabim, Zer, the Mishus Rabim, Zuderach, Chotzer Mavi, people, there's a flow of traveling from the Mishus Rabim through the Chotzer, through the Mavi to the other Mishus Rabim, the other end. There's a flow. So that's still it's mutter. The mehasim, because the case of the chotzer, habemina mishum doli darsi rabim. The reason why it's mutter is because there's no flow of traffic. The gedolah lo nifritzah b'kashel shadi. There's no breakdown in the other walls of the gedolah, which is also not a kiddush. It says we have an explicit brisa, which. The chotzer, which Rishus Rabbim goes through, the Rabbim goes through, Rishus Rabbim Mitzuma. The second Torah is if it's subject to Rishus Rabbim, it's Tor. The subject to Mitzotek Rabbinin. Soitah Bechi Hei Chotzer, Lav Mokam Yichud Bestiruhu. The definition of Rishus Rabbim for Soita is very simple. Three people is called Rishus Rabbim. Because the case of Soita, which the Torah answers, Mitzotek, is a case where there's only two people, the woman and the man. There's another person there, she's not a Soita. So the definition of Rabim for Savatum Rishus Rabim is a place where three people would be. No. So a chotzer alone is not made for the Rabim to be there. I mean, people use it so at nighttime of the night when nobody else is there, that can be called a Mokum Seser. But this is, since it became a place that's made for the flow of traffic, so the Gabi this halacha be considered. It's always considered Rishus Rabim. But for Shabbos, there's a Zayachit. My answer is that the case over here is Zeh Keneged Zeh. L'havi l'chotzer Rishus Zayachit l'Shabbos. It's not Rishus Zayachit. As I would have thought. V'hashtra Shemin and Rav, Keneged Zeh, Filo Hachim with her. Even though it's Keneged Zeh, it's more. Well, 1 second. That's Mechalik, that's all in Rav, the Rabbah Dar Meliel, Abba Zeh Keneged Zeh, Havi Mavi Mephula Shabbos, also even according to Rav, so other Rabbi my mokum law, but that shalokin is that Rabbi learns Rabbi's case is that shalokin against that. The kara connected the kama Rabbi lav davki doesn't mean immediately opposite. So akim the time of the Rabbi shlo irvu of irvu fill of mavim mutter if it's that connected that so it's not going to be mutter if it's irvu everything's mutter. So how is that? It was set off. Okay, so set off. We see that so. That's already the case of the Brice. Kartilomali, a tunnel of Chotish Rav Niflas and Lombazu. We already said that this din, what's the Chiddush of Rav, of the Brice says, Chotzer, when you go for one, go, the Rav goes to the Chotzer, it's still Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Milsa the Rav, the Mishaya Chotzer Mino Mishtamba. The Rav, when someone says the Chotzer is Mutter, that we see from over there, feels that can get that. So the Mavi is also, we know from the Mitzvah of Chotzer Ketana, that the Chotzer is Mutter, we know from this Brice over here. So what's the Chiddush of Rav? Right? Imi Hasam the Chotzer Sharabin the Tnasin Law Tani Mishus Rabin Shus Yochad the Shabbos Mishus Yochad Havamina Hi the Kerala Shus Yochad Lizer Klemer Mina Rice Mishus Yochad is Mishus Yochad but Zerik Mishus Rabin the Seichah is Chayv. Person throws in his Chayv. Okay.